اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. One of the things that is a condition for any deed to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also a condition for Hajj, such an important journey in the life of a Muslim, for it to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to be sincerely done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And that is the act of al-ikhlas, sincerity in one's intentions. That a Muslim do this only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not seeking any thing of this materialistic thing in this world, fame or wealth or status or whatever there is. And this is something that is mentioned in the Quran and in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many verses, in all of the different acts of worship, but specifically in matters of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran, in the verses of Hajj, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. In sacrificing, that the Hajj, in the journey of Hajj, would sacrifice an animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't take any of its meat or its blood. It's only for those who have taqwa. Those who have taqwa, those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the ones who would benefit as a result of them sacrificing the animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Shows the sincerity of the intentions is what matters. All these different acts of worship that a person do, nothing would benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most rich. What is in need of these rewards, of these actions, is the individual himself, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Also from the verses of Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. We had mentioned this verse before, meaning complete the Hajj and the Umrah. لِلَّه, meaning for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That it has to be done only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّه, meaning for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So this is something that in practical manners, a Muslim would learn how to have his acts sincerely done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, when people are wearing basically the same clothing. Nobody is to be shown as someone that is more wealthier than the other. They are wearing the same clothing of al-ihram. They are all observing the same mannerism. They are all going from one place to the other. No differences between a Muslim and another, between someone that is black or someone that is white, someone that is wealthy or someone that is poor. They are all the same in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the same thing it should be when it comes of seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Well, ikhlas, as the ulama defined it, أَلَّا تَطْلُبَ شَاهِدًا غَيْرَ اللَّهِ, that you do not seek any witness for your deeds except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the definitions of the word al-ikhlas, or sincerity, that you don't seek any witness to one's actions except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deeds of the person in Hajj, all the acts of worship, many of the acts of worship, you would find people seeing it. When a person goes to the salah in the masjid, when the person in Hajj is going from one place to the other in groups, people seeing one another making dua, supplication, making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a big difference between being seen and what do you seek. Do you seek that people are seeing you? Or are you seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the witness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to one's deeds? And this is what the essence of al-ikhlas, or sincerity of intention, that you don't seek no one but the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And this is something that, as we heard, that the Hajj and Umrah only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, because of the whispers of shaitan, and because of how the heart, when it's attached to this life, the shaitan would beautify to them that they seek the pleasure of others. When a person goes for Hajj and come back to his family, people are praising him, or people saying that he now is a Hajji or so. This is something that has to be in the heart of the Muslim, cleaning one's heart from witnessing such a thing. Instead, a person should have his acts only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because again, this is a condition for the deed to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فإذا authentic حديث هو the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that الله سبحانه وتعالى said أن أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك، من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري تركته وشركه، which means that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said I am the most rich among partners. Whoever seek a reward from me and someone else, I would leave him to that someone else. More or less, the meaning of which that whoever seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most rich. He would leave him to that other person, to that other partner, meaning that the person won't get any rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in any deed, a person should not seek the pleasure of Allah and the pleasure of others, but only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. If a person is doing the deed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, then while the person is performing this deed, shaitan come and whispers and make the person beautify his actions so that the people would see that and they would like what they see. In that case, a Muslim should push away these feelings that he is trying to seek the pleasure of others, and he should concentrate and strive to make the actions only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if a person goes on with these whispers of the shaitan and start beautifying one's actions, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for the sake of others, this can lead for the non-acceptance of one's deed or the extra actions that a person do for the sake of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't be accepted. So the person wastes his wealth, wastes his effort seeking the pleasures of the human being. Instead, he's supposed to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So we learn in the verses of the Quran that talks about Hajj, that Hajj, Umrah, Salah, all of the acts of worship should be done only sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Some of the early generations of Islam, whenever they are capable of hiding a deed, they would do that. We know that some of the deeds in the religion of Islam, you have to show it. It has to be done in public. Like Hajj, like the obligatory salah for men, they go to pray in the masajid. People have to see that. So in that case, a person should strive and make sure that his intentions is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many acts of worship that a Muslim can do without having people witnessing it. Not the obligatory acts of worship, for example, the optional acts of worship, like the night prayer, for example. Like some of the ways of charity, one of the early generations of Islam, which is Zain al-Abidin Ali ibn Husayn, radiallahu anhu. He used to go to the poor people in al-Madina. He is one of the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great grandson of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. He would go to the poor people of Al-Madina at night without anyone seeing him, and he would put food by the door of every poor person. And people would not know who is that person that would put such a food outside of their doors every day. Till the day that he died, rahimahullah, then they realized that it was Zainul Abidin Ali ibn Husayn. How did they realize that? Because on that same night when he died, no food was present by the doors of the poor people. So now they realized that it was him that was going every night to the poor people in Al-Madinah, giving them food without people knowing them, without seeking the praise of people. It was even said that when they were washing his body, there was a black mark on his back as a result of carrying the flour and the different types of food for the poor. So whenever they had the capability of hiding a deed, they would definitely do that. And there are many narrations with regarding to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum, and others, in which they would try their best to hide their deeds. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to do certain deeds openly, then they would do that openly, and they would seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, forcing themselves, struggling with our own selves to make the deeds sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the journey of Hajj, whether the person is going from one place to the other, a Muslim sees himself as nothing. One person among millions, all of them, they come for the same intentions, to seek the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and realizing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no matter how much, how many languages are being spoken in the day of Arafah, in the dua, How many people from different backgrounds, from different needs, they all turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most rich. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept their dua, and He is the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all of these people, they're supposed to have the same intention, and they are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. As it's mentioned before, sincerity of intentions or al-ikhlas, it is not enough for the deed to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless the person would follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is basically, it takes us back to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Any deed we have to see and witness, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You would see the importance of the tawheed in all of our actions. When we do the hajj, when we do the salah, we need to fulfill the right of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The right of La ilaha illallah, that the deed has to be sincerely for the sake of Allah, because no one is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every deed also we should witness in it that we perfected, that we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger, by having the deed done only according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without innovating in the religion of Islam. So in the journey of Hajj, we learn how to have the deed sincerely done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also we learn how to have the act according to the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the verses of the Quran and in the verses that talks about Hajj, وَأَتِمُوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, that complete your Hajj and Umrah only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you slaughter the animal, even when you eat from it, you do that only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you make tawaf around the Kaaba, you're doing that only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. When a person put their ihram, when they deprive themselves from some of the necessities of their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, not seeking any materialistic things, whether it's health or fame or whatever there is, seeking only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. When people would travel far distances to go to the Kaaba or go to the Medina, the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking nothing but the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see how many Muslims all over the world, they spend so much when it comes to the trip of Hajj, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that's why they would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such sincerity. We need to have this sincerity in all of our affairs, in dealing with one another. When a person is dealing with a Muslim or with a non-Muslim, dealing with them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not seeking the pleasure of the human being, but seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our affairs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this sincerity and to have our deeds accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.